My name is Cheryl, and I am an addict. My clean date is July 19, 1995. And I don't say that to brag. I say it because anybody can get that, doing it one day at a time. What I'm supposed to talk about is the reading from Just For Today, which is 10th step. Take a personal inventory and promptly wrong, admit when I'm wrong. You know, I know when I, in my recovery on a personal daily basis, you know, I do see what I did that day, and I look at what I did that day, and I look at if I harmed anybody, if I harmed myself, you know. When I come up with problems and stuff, you know, I try to get a solution for that problem right then and there instead of dwelling in it and dwelling in it, you know. I had a problem come up to me. It was a relationship problem. And I dwelled on it for 2 weeks, and I was going crazy, you know. And then I said, you know, and my sponsor said, well, Cheryl, get a guard can and put it in there and forget about it. Get it done with. She said, you can't live like that anymore, you know. And so I did that. And I'm thinking now, I used to have a guard can when I first got clean, you know. And then I got one again, and I put it in there. And 2 days later, I forgot all about it, you know. And it all worked out for me because I took that daily inventory of myself because I don't want to feel crap no more, you know. That's not what NA taught me. And they taught me that I would go through problems and how long I want to stay in it. How well do I want to be, you know? And when it comes to other people, you know, if I have to make an amends, I would do it right then and there. But I do my best not to do anything to anybody because I don't like making amends. It's something I don't like to do. I don't like to say, I'm sorry. You know, and maybe that's me because it makes me feel weak, you know what I mean? But that's something I have to do, you know. And I do my best to treat people the way I want to be treated, you know. I have to constantly keep a conscious contact with God as I understand him too, because there are days when I am in my mess and I get that little nudge and saying, you know what, Cheryl, wake up. Get out of it, you know? And then I'll just like blow it off because some days I like that chaos. Some days I like feeling like that, you know, because I used to always say I don't miss the chaos, but sometimes, you know, I'd be like that. So sometimes when I miss the chaos, I look at Jerry Springer, you know? And I look at that and I go like, dag, are people really like that? Well, hello, I was one of them people, crazy, you know? And then I think and I say, well, dag, I'm glad I don't live like that anymore, you know? That 10 step just make me check myself before I wreck myself. And that's just the bottom line. That's it right in a nutshell. You know, it helps me to stay honest with myself. It helps me to be honest with other people. You know, when I'm hungry, angry, lonely, tired, that's me checking myself. And I go like, why am I so angry today? Why is this happening today? And then I go, am I hungry? No. Am I lonely? No. Am I tired? But I'm angry. If I'm one of them things, I'm okay because I can check it real good. But if I'm two or more of them things, I better go call my sponsor, go to a meeting, and get myself together. You know, when I used to hear that hungry, angry, lonely time, I said, these people are crazy. I said, what that got to do with staying clean? Well, I found out I got a lot to do with staying clean, a lot, you know. Because if I'm hungry, I get agitated, which makes me angry. And I get angry, people don't want to be around me, which makes me lonely. Then after all that anger and hunger, I'm tired. So you know what? I have to learn to start my day over again. Because yesterday I was talking to somebody and they had a lot of negative things to say. I ain't going to say what they said, but they had a lot of negative things to say. And I looked at him. I said, look, go in that tent, go pray, start your day over. I come up to spiritual retreats to get filled. I come up to spiritual retreats to get positive feedback, you know. I don't come up here for the mess. I don't come up here for negative people. I don't hang with negative people at all. And when I find myself around one, sometimes I tell them, you know what, go sit over there, you know, or I get up and move, you know, because I have to check myself, because if I'm hanging around somebody negative or somebody always whining, it rubs off. It rubs off. And I don't want that. I hate that feeling, you know, and I have to be careful who I talk to in my recovery, you know, because everybody ain't well and everybody ain't here for the same reasons, you know. Why Narcotics Anonymous? For Narcotics Anonymous. But I know for me, on a daily basis, at night, I talk to myself. You know, I say, okay, Cheryl, who did you tell off today? You know, and I don't have to ask myself that question, because if I do, I evidently did, you know. But if I'm wrong, I'll admit it. You know, I will go up to that person and admit it and tell them I apologize, you know. And I have to do that not because the step says I have to. I do it for me to free me. You know, I do it to free me. You know, because I don't like carrying resentments. Because when I got clean, I carried a resentment. And I got clean on a resentment. And soon it wasn't a resentment. It was because I wanted to be there because I just didn't. I didn't like the way I was treated when I came into the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous and everything. And I was told by my first sponsor, you know what? They will have to pay for what they did spiritually. You just do what you got to do for yourself. And you make sure you're not doing the same thing to somebody else. So even though I was nowhere near that 10th step, I still had to check me. You know, I still had to check me because even in my recovery and going to meetings, you know, I have to keep coming back. You know, just because a person have time, I don't think I should have to go to two or three. I can go to two or three. I go to seven meetings almost a week, you know, because I have to be reminded of where I came from and I have to give back what was freely given to me. You know, and I have to check myself for that. Am I giving back? Am I showing a newcomer how they should feel when they first come in the room and greet? Because when I came into the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, I wasn't greeted. I wasn't talked to. I was none of that. But what I do at my home group every week, I greet. Only time I probably don't greet nobody if I'm home in my bed sick. And that's rare. That's rare. You know, I have to check me, make sure I do it. You know, I can't say like, oh, look at there. She got 16 years. She don't even go to a meeting but once a year on her anniversary. That's her shit. You know, I got to worry about me. You know, I got to check me and I'm doing all the right things in Narcotics Anonymous and in my life. You know, see, God brought me to Narcotics Anonymous, and Narcotics Anonymous is God. And I used to hear that all the time, and I used to go, they're so full of it, you know. I tried, especially my first year clean, I tried my best to disprove everything. You know, I was going to show that they was lying to me, you know. And boy, they made me check myself, let me tell you. With that 10th step, it's just for today. I do it every day, just for today. Now, I ain't going to say I might do it tomorrow when I go to bed, you know, before I go to bed. But I know I did it last night. You know, I said, well, you know. And usually at home, I write it. and I put it in my God can, you know what I mean? And that's what I usually do. That's what I started doing, let me put it that way. And it's just me taking an inventory of my day and knowing that I am okay today. And that, you know what, I don't have to pick up today. And you know, and I don't have to act out today. You know, as long as I got the God that I understand with me, he checks me too, you know. So, and people around, see, I hang around recovering people, and they check me too, especially my sponsees. Oh, my Lord, you know, when they throw it back on you, boy. And I'd be like, Jesus. I said, you know what? I ain't telling y'all nothing else. And use it against me, you know. And but it works for me, you know, because I sit up there and tell them this and this and this and that. And when they throw it back at me, I get like, who you think you are? You know what I mean? But, you know, it helps me to check me, you know, because you know what? I can check myself and I can take that personal inventory and I can just like read between the lines of what I'm doing. Oh, it ain't that bad. Because I was talking to my sponsee one time. We was online. We was talking and, he was talking about this relationship thing, and I justified everything. Everything. And she laid it out on me, though. And I had to sit back and think about this. I'm glad I ain't on the phone, because I probably would have told her off. But it helped me. It really helped me, you know. And I realized everything ain't bad as what it seems, as what's in my head. And they helped me get it out my head, you know, and when I put it on paper, then I understand it a little bit more, you know, cause, my sponsor that I have today, she's a big thing on, putting it on paper and reading it, you know, and everything, and so it's real, you know, and that's what I do, you know. And, you know, and I'm sitting up here talking right now, and I'm thinking, I really do this 10-step, you know. I never realized how much I really check myself, you know. And that's a good thing, because doing this on a daily basis helps me free me for the next day. You know, if I had an anger issue with somebody, if I had a resentment or whatever, you know, I can go back and apologize to that person and be done. Just be done. 1, 2, 3, be done. How easy is that? You know, admitting it when I'm wrong. It's just that easy. And yet I try to make it so hard because I just want to hold a resentment sometimes, you know. But it just don't feel good anymore. And that's what the 10th step taught me, you know. And like I said, the bottom line of the 10 step is checking myself before I wreck myself. And I already wrecked myself for years when I was out there using, long before I even picked up the first drug. I was wrecking my life, you know, and everything. Because some things I just wasn't taught. And I didn't know. And the thing that looked the coolest is what I did. And yet I was harming me and didn't know it, you know. Until I put the drug in me, and then everything really went downhill. It didn't take long, and I used to sit up here and listen to people share. And I've been out here 30 years, 20 years. I used that many years, and I felt like I used that many years. You know what I mean? And then one day I sat back, and I was thinking, and I said, Dad, sure, you was only out there for 6 years, and it seemed like I was out there forever. Lord, and forever is a long time, long time. But you know, it doesn't matter how long or how short of a time. When a disease gets me, it gets you, it gets you. Doesn't matter, you know. The first step made me look at myself, you know, powerless, unmanageability. But when we get to that 10th one, it's a daily thing I have to do to keep my head together, keep my heart together, keep my life together, you know. And it's an honor to be asked to give a lead at any retreat, convention, meeting, whatever, because I have to tell this. When I first came in, we had no clue about we was being here. We was going to Meadsville. But God took our car where he wanted to take us. You know what I mean? And we was meeting somebody in Meadsville, and they said they'll meet us there. And we said, okay, and we wind up at Camp Harmony, you know? So my friend Sheila, she goes up to where the lady was selling the tapes and introduced herself to the lady. And the lady name was Cheryl. That's my name. So when I get to the registration and I say, my name's Cheryl. She said, her name's Cheryl. So I thought she's going to say something like, oh, we got the same name or something. She says to me, you're the Cheryl they've been looking for. And I said, what? I said, no, not me. And so she said, yeah, you. She said, because you're supposed to give a lead. I said, no, I don't. I said, I didn't even know I was going to be here, you know? So I walked a few paces from the T-shirts. Guy come up to me and said, Cheryl, you got to give a lead. I was like, ain't this nothing. And I said, this is where God wanted me, because I had all plans of being in Meadsville, you know? And you know what? And sometimes I think, does this shit only happen to me or what, you know? But, you know, I heard a lot of other people's story. I said, well, see, that's where God wanted us, because we're driving up and down 219, and they say, look for a Hooversville sign. Ain't no Hooversville sign, you know? We wind up in Johnstown, and this one guy told us how to get here. And I'm very happy I got here, because I've seen a lot of people that I do know and met a lot of people that I don't know. And when I was asked to do this here, you know, I read it out to Just for Today. I said, oh, my God, the 10th step, that's what I'm on. You know, I said, how good is that, you know? Well, I tell you what, God is good all the time. How good am I to God? And that's the part I got to remember. And that's why I got to take that personal inventory. And that's why I got to do the right things in my life, whether I want to or not. And some days I'm not, and I pay for it. But me being good to God is me taking my personal inventory and admitting when I'm wrong. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Justin. I'm an addict. I'd like to introduce our second speaker, which is Greg B. from, I don't know, where are you from?
Indiana.
From the, in the Lamahana area of NA.
I'm an addict. My name's Greg.
Hi.
And I first have to say that, you know, being here today is truly a blessing. You know, I was here when this was just an idea, and to see where it has come today, it's a miracle. You know, this retreat has always been something special to me, because it has always given me what I needed. You know, my higher power knows that today, my purpose here today is to fill my cup. My cup has been empty. And I'll be the first one here to admit it. You know, I was asked to speak a couple months ago. And, you know, I didn't even know what the topic was. You know, he told me what the topic was just for the day. I read the reading Monday. And my wife read it also and looked at me and asked me, are you going to lie? So, I had to look at her and say, you know, no, I'm not going to lie. And because God knows where I've been lately, and it's not where I need to be. You know, I'm first going to say that my clean date is 3-4 of 98. I've been around this program. I know what I need to do. I have a sponsor. I have a home group. Do I use them regularly? On occasion, you know. It all comes down when the pain gets great enough. What are you willing to do? And for me today, it's change. Because I don't like the path that I'm on. You know, the path that I've been on lately has been chaotic, you know. I'm one of those addicts that think I can do it all and find out that I can't. Because the most important thing in recovery for me is that other recovering addict. And when I don't have contact with you, I lose contact with me. So I needed to be here. I was here at 5 o'clock this morning because I knew I was coming here. I wanted to crawl in the tent with Nate, but he wouldn't let me. But it's about the other recovering addict for me. Because those are the people that help me check myself. You know, it's those other people around me that keep me centered. And if I don't have that, I'm alone in my own shit. And for me, that doing that 10th step, it comes down to, you know, really taking a hard look at myself. You know, yeah, I did the 4th step, and that was hard enough. But doing it every day, that's a different story. You know, I'll be the first one to tell you that I haven't been doing that. I haven't been working my program or the NA program. I don't know what the hell I've been doing. I've been working too much. I can honestly say there's so many blessings in my life that God has rewarded me and given me those gifts. And in order to keep those gifts in my life, I have to start living right. And that means coming back to meetings and getting reconnected with this fellowship. You know, over the past couple of years, I got married. I have two young daughters, and they're truly blessing. My oldest daughter just turned 2 yesterday, and seeing her face and being able to hold her, it's a blessing. You know, because in my active addiction, I had 2 other children and didn't have that opportunity to be a father. Today, I do have that opportunity. And if I don't take care of myself spiritually, I can't be there for them. And that's what this program comes down to. Me checking myself all over again and doing this 10th step. You know, it's hard to get refocused. To be able to, you know, say, okay, let me pick up the phone, call my sponsor, and tell them what's going on. You know, because I, you know, like I said, you know, I really think that sometimes I can just do this program, you know, by myself, you know, and I've been isolated for years due to life commitments. I know that doesn't work for me. What works for me is being around you people. Sometimes as sick as you are, I'm sicker, and I'll be the first to admit it. You know, one thing I've always learned is the fact that I need to remain humble. And, you know, recently in my life, I've been humble. You know, early on in my recovery, I've learned that this program is all about attitudes, feelings, and behaviors. And when I came into this program, I had to change those attitudes, feelings, and behaviors. And for me to be here today, I need, honestly, to say that I need to change my feelings, attitudes, and behaviors again and recommit myself to doing the things that I need to do to stay clean. You know, I've learned that, you know, the drug is just an armful away. It's very easy, you know, with people with time to pick back up. I've watched it. I've seen it. I've heard about it. It's not a pleasant sight. You know, I've had people that I sponsored and watched them pick up that drug. And I think that's the hardest thing for me, is to watch another recovering addict pick back up after having so much time and thinking that they had a good program. What happened? But one thing I've learned about this disease, it wants people in this program and take them back down, and it's very easy to do. And I know the path that I've been on lately is not that far away, unless I change. And that's what I'm here to do today, get back on that program of recommitting myself and getting back to where I need to be. You know, it talks about motives, you know. And my motives, they haven't been the greatest lately. or, you know, in our steps, it talks about, you know, money, property, and prestige, and being aware of that. For me, you know, I've acquired some things in my recovery, but in order to keep those things, I have to be able to, you know, do the right thing. And if I don't do the right thing, my higher power has a way of, you know, knocking me on the head. And sometimes I end up walking into walls in order to feel something, you know. And it doesn't have to be like that. I mean, this program teaches us how to stay clean if we choose to. You know, the steps are there. You know, it all comes down to understanding and application. You know, very early on in my recovery, I learned about understanding and application. It's easy to understand these steps. It's hard to practice them. But once they start practicing them, they think, you know, I'm one of those addicts that, you know, loves chaos. Ever since I was in early recovery, I had to be in chaos. If I wasn't in chaos, it wasn't right. It didn't feel right. You know, so when anything good happens in my life, I feel like I have to sabotage it. You know, either in relationships or life things, you know, we have to sabotage it. And I had to learn how to step back a little bit and let God take the way. You know, I think that's where I'm at today in my life. That I don't have the answers. I know I don't. And what I look for is people in my recovery, you know, other men in my life to teach me and show me that there's another way to live. And when I do that, you know, my life gets a lot better. You know, for me today, I can honestly say that, you know, the only amends I can make today is change. And that's changing everything. Where I'm at in my life. You know, some doors have opened up for me. You know, I like to talk about, you know, I work in Pittsburgh. I live in Indiana. I travel an hour and a half every day, one way, just to go to work. I work insane hours, 80, 90 hours a week. And it feels like my life, I run away from life responsibilities. You know, I have two young children at home that are starting to grow up, and I don't hardly even see. So that's one area of my life that I need to change. The opportunity has come open. You know, I applied for a job recently. It will put me 20 minutes from my house. You know, but then it comes down to the fact of taking responsibility for my active addiction, you know, because there is a background check. I was in prison before, and they go back 10 years. August 29th, it'll be 10 years that I've been free from an institution. And it's only through this program. You know, that kind of scares me a little bit. Yeah, I was convicted maybe 11 years ago. But I was released 10 years ago. And whether that will show up on that background check, I don't know. All I know is I need to keep on praying about it. And keep on recommitting myself to doing the next right thing. You know, God knows I need to be closer to home. God knows I need to be closer so I can be able to go to meetings. Because my life, you know, by the time, just to give you an instance, you know, I get up at 2 o'clock in the morning every morning to travel to work. I don't get home till 9 o'clock at night. So meetings are obsolete most of the time. I maybe have one day off a week. And most of that time is taken up in trying to be with my family. Yeah, I keep connection with some of the people in this program, the people that helped me get here. I just know that I need to get back to where I need to be. recovery was a big thing for me in early recovery. Being involved, being in the middle. That's how I stayed clean. Right now, I feel like I'm out there on the end with a bungee jump, with a string around my neck, and just waiting for it to bounce back. My sponsor has a way of bringing me in, pulling me back. Yeah, he's the one that asked me to speak again today. And I tried to get out of it, you know? Typical addict move, you know? I call him up yesterday and say, I haven't really been living so spiritually sound lately. Maybe I don't need to speak today, you know? He's like, well, tell me what's going on. I tell him what's going on. He's like, well, it sounds like it ties right into the topic. You got to speak anyway. So, you know, I'm grateful for him. Because it's people like those in my life that keep me here. I just know that this program is a blessing. I don't know where I'm going here, but I'm just going to say that thanks everybody for coming, and hope to see you throughout the day. That's all I got.